1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire
Ben and Vince.
Buddy, guess what time it is? It's time to listen to another edition of the Ben and Vince Show, starring me, Ben, and hold on a sec.
God damn it! I can't believe Ben. You know, he's just like, you know, yay, I'm gonna start the show, and then just run out of the studio as soon as we start recording live. Doesn't he know that we're recording live?
Okay, I thought.
Doesn't he?
Somebody was talking to me. I mean, you saw it, or you heard, but the listeners didn't hear.
Yeah, I know. I know you. Yeah,
see you. So anyway, the podcast. Here we go.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you're saying, it's time to listen to the Ben and Vince Show. I know that's what I'm gonna do at this time.
Well, really?
I'm gonna record it.
Yeah, right.
And not run off talking to someone as soon as I start.
As soon as you start what?
Recording. The show.
You mean you've already started?
Yeah, I did already start it, and I'm still going.
Right, good, okay. That's what I want to hear. So, yeah, I mean, I guess I'm going to be listening to it also during the times that I'm not speaking it.
Right.
Not right now, but as soon as, like, here, start saying something. Okay, like, go ahead. Like, okay. Yeah, like now, like right there. When Vince said, okay, I was listening.
Oh, I see.
I was doing a little demonstration there.
Yeah. So, listen. I like to take this opportunity to address some of the
right, yeah. Please address
some of the I like to address something. Basically,
everybody listen up, Vince wants to address something.
I like to have some salad dressing.
Salad. Uh-huh. Isn't the point of salad like dressing just to make something that tastes bad taste tolerable?
No, it's to make something that tastes like nothing taste good.
I guess I see what you're saying.
Yeah. But anyway, after I eat a salad and I eat a pizza,
uh-huh.
All right, here's what I want to address.
Okay.
Some say that the Ben and Vince Show lately has been using pre-scripted writers and rehearsed shows.
Yeah.
And I just think that's retarded.
Yeah, what do you think? Those allegations are scurrilous?
I think they're Steve Spurrious.
Yeah. speaking of pre-scripted, but anyway. Yeah.
I get it.
So what's your response to those people besides that it's retarded?
I'm just saying, you know, I've been hearing a lot of crazy things lately about, you know, scripting and writers, and the point is you just can't know what to believe in this day and age.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you what you can believe.
Are we
What you
entering the
can
no-spin
believe is
zone?
that we're recording live and unscripted from the Benavent Studio.
In Wichita, Kansas. Right.
Maybe.
But what was I gonna say? The Ben and Vince show has been and will continue to be and is right now not employing writers of any variety. Nor do we employ speakers. In fact, we are robots and thus exempt from any law of man or God. So, and take
I've
that
heard the three
next time you
laws.
want to complain. As robots, we try to keep up with the other robots out there. I mean, we talk to them sometimes. And I mean, let me ask you a question, Vince. Have you ever talked to the RG joke generating laugh unit 3000? I mean, I can't even carry on a conversation with that guy.
It's like he kind of understands what a joke is supposed to be like,
Yeah, but
but then all of a sudden he's like completely out of reality.
right. I mean, I don't know what his deal is. He's got some
I don't know.
programming
He
to work out.
needs to watch more TV or something.
Or read some more comic strips.
Yeah, he mostly needs to, well, he needs to read some more good comic strips. He's not gonna learn anything from reading Prickly City.
Right. So yeah. That's the deal with that.
Anyway, now that that's taken care of, I'd like to mourn the loss of a couple of dear friends that we've lost here in the past couple of months. All
Just
right, the first one is a man. Okay, he's a man who was born in 20 something. But let me tell you something. In 1965, he captured lightning in a bottle. It's been fueling champions ever since.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Robert Cade,
Yeah.
1927 to 2007.
Rest in peace.
Naturally, we called it Gatorade.
That is something he liked to say.
Yeah.
And who's the other dear friend?
Netscape Navigator.
Really?
Yeah.
That's gone?
They stopped supporting it.
Jeez. Wait, who's they? The
The
Netscape
people who
people?
make it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I think it's owned by AOL.
Sure, okay.
So, another Gatorade-related news. You know how last time we were talking about there's Gatorade Rain and Gatorade Ice and all that,
Yeah,
right?
vaguely I remember that. I mean, it was so long ago. It's not in my memory that much, but sure, yeah.
Right, well, there's a new kind of Gatorade.
What is it?
It's called Gatorade Tiger. And it's endorsed by Tiger Woods.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it make
I
you?
don't know if it's like supposed to taste like him
Does
or what,
it
but
make you as good as
that's what
him?
it's called.
I
But yeah, he says Gatorade has always been a part of his game plan.
Oh, really?
But he just joined the dad
That's
team.
not true. He's been on the dad team for a little while. But
Is he on the dad team? I don't think he's on the dad
yeah,
team.
he is.
No, he's on the supermodel wife team.
I swear to God, he has a kid.
All right, fine. Well, we'll just say maybe he's on the dad team with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah. Don't you mean Joe Kingman?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do
Right.
I know his name? It's because I have a direct link up to IMDb in my programming, so.
Oh, you're right. He does have a daughter.
What's her?
Sam Alexis Woods in Orlando, Florida.
In Orlando, Florida.
Yeah.
Like, does she name something else in other cities?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if she's ever been to any other cities.
Okay.
I mean, there's just no way to know.
Yes, there's no way to know. So, recently I had a dream about golfing, and I was really bad at it. And I was playing Tiger Woods, that's right. And he got a hole in one twice on the same hole for some reason. And
Just he was like, "Oh, you know what? That was too easy. Here, I'll go again." Oh.
no, I was thinking about it later, and I was like, why would he have done it twice on the same hole? And it was like, maybe you got to go twice and they took the best of your two scores, but then why would you even bother going again after the first time, right? But then I was like, maybe it's the average of two, and you know. But and
What
then
kind of golf matchup is this?
what?
How many holes did you play?
Like two, I think. I think on the first one we both got the same. I don't know what we got. On the second one he got his two hole in ones. And he went
Yeah.
twice before I even went once. And I was really worried
Maybe
because
if you had Gatorade Tiger, you would have beat
I
him.
that must, you know, that's probably it. But
All right. Hold on. Let's go to break.
Great game, Jeter.
People like to talk about the game. They talk about this play and that play.
Great game. Great game.
And watch highlights in slow-mo, fast-mo, and every kind of mo there is. That's cool. But for me, the next game begins when the last one ends.
New G2 from Gatorade, the low-calorie off-field hydrator.
Huh, nice field.
Think those field follows him everywhere?
No, it's just special effects.
Of a game called the Kansas City Shuffle. Where as you look left, they fall right into a Kansas City Shuffle. It's a they think you don't know type of Kansas City hustle. Where you take your time, wait your turn, and hang them up and out you try. Shuffle. Gotta play both sides and let it ride on the Kansas City Shuffle.
All right, so what were you saying? Welcome back. So, what were you saying?
I was just saying that I didn't even like I was about to go and I was like, geez, how the hell am I gonna get this as a hole in one? It's impossible. And I think I woke up before I even I was, you know, I was worrying so much and just like standing there that I didn't even go at all.
Well, now if you ever go back, you have time to buy Gatorade
Gatorade
Tiger.
Tiger. I really want that just to be like when you open it up, a tiger comes out and like eats you or something. Or eats your competition.
Well, you know, that just happened in San Francisco, like maybe
Yeah.
last month.
Yeah. I'm sorry for being so insensitive to the victims of that tiger in San Francisco.
Apparently, they were egging him on, though.
They were egging on the tiger?
Yeah, they put the leg in the cage.
Oh, that's just. But then, like, how did he escape?
He jumped up and grabbed onto the leg, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, that's terrible. I mean, that's just blame all around. Though I guess most of the blame has to go with the tiger.
I
You know?
guess.
I mean, it was his fault that he ate everybody. Or just, he ate
Well,
me,
he's a
but
tiger. He's trained to eat people.
he's trained to eat people, yes. Trained by nature.
And look, and you know, he didn't just eat those people, okay?
Well, he ate one
He ate
person
their
that's severely injured,
souls.
and I joined him. No, but
What do you
wait—he
do?
only killed one person, right?
Yeah.
And he just severely injured like three others.
Something like that.
Yeah. Okay. What was
You
his
know,
name?
the tiger? I
Yeah.
don't know, Tony?
He's dead.
What?
The guy who voices Tony the Tiger?
He can't be dead, he's still in the cereal box.
That's just a picture, Vince.
It's not a picture of a dead tiger.
Yes, it is.
I mean, no, he's clearly alive.
In the picture. The picture didn't die.
Well, how can you say he's dead though? He's still alive on all the boxes.
Maybe his memory is alive.
No, I can go to the store right now, find a box of Frosted Flakes, and he'll be alive.
It was a picture taken of him when he was alive.
No. No, he's saying they're great. You can't say that if you're dead.
It's just text written next to him, Vince.
No. He's still alive.
Look, believe what you want to. Live in your fantasy world, but I'm telling you, Tony the Tiger is dead, and he'll be missed.
Would you say... Man, everyone's dying lately.
I know, right?
What would you say if I told you I live in a fantasy world where there's no trees?
How do you breathe?
I breathe the air.
There can't be air without trees.
No, there's still bushes. There's no trees.
Okay. Alright.
But still, that's not actually true, listeners. I'm just saying, what if?
Yeah, what if? How do you eat apples?
What? There's still apples.
How are they growing? Apples aren't humping, are they?
Look, it doesn't matter where they come from. All that matters is that they exist.
I guess it is a fantasy realm.
I didn't say it was a realm.
I said world.
Good, let's keep it that way.
Yeah, okay. Well, if there's no apples, how can there be Apple the company?
I said there are apples.
But I said there weren't.
It's just a
Whose
word.
Fantasy world are we in here?
It's just a world, okay.
I said
it can
world.
Be called anything. I mean, you can, you know, it's just a word, Apple. You can call anything, anything.
But it's so key to their image.
Yeah, whatever.
Literally, because their
just
image
because
is
something,
an apple.
Just because something doesn't exist doesn't mean you can't draw it.
Oh, that's true. So, exactly, just because Tony the Tiger is dead doesn't mean there can't be a picture of him.
No, a picture and a drawing are two different things.
Oh, really, Vince?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I think you better go to scam school.
New Westmore Fox 5, I guess. My TV's broken.
Your TV's broken?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a shame.
Whatever.
I mean, not that I watch much TV either.
I mean,
how do you feel about Katie Couric?
She sucks.
Yeah, it's true. She's so lame. Like,
it's pretty lame.
I don't know what they were thinking, putting her in that, you know, serious
Dan
anchor
Rather's
position.
Position, I know.
I mean. Her only qualifications were, like, the Today Show. That's hardly real news.
Why'd you say it like that? The Today Show. I don't know.
I was saying it disparagingly.
Anyway, the Today Show sucks. Katie Couric sucks. She was on NBC4, actually.
When?
Some years ago.
Oh, okay. Hey, so here's a new development that's happened since, like, two podcasts ago or something. Letterman has reached a deal with his writers, so he's going to have writers. But the other ones aren't.
Oh, you mean he already is having writers?
Yeah,
I know, because I've been watching the TV.
Well, because your TV's been broken, so you didn't know, so I'm telling you.
Well, I've still been watching it.
You've been watching it even though it's broken? Well, right, okay, so you've been watching it, but you haven't been able to see anything on it.
Speaking of watching TVs with nothing on them, now that it won the Oscar for Best Picture... Or is going to win the Oscar for Best Picture, one of those. I forget which. How do you feel about No Country for Old Men?
The movie? Well, it's a good thing you didn't ask me about No Country for Old Men, the book, because I didn't read it. But the movie, you know, it was good, I think. But, like, things didn't really happen in it, or they happened really slowly. So...
It was tense.
Well, I mean, I'll say this. I was definitely drawn into the story. But,
I heard that it's good because the Coen brothers, they dared to leave, you know, plots
unfinished
and
I mean, I did like how they defied cinematic convention when they were like, you know, that's not how they kill, you know, cows these days. They use a oxygen tank thing, and you know,
yeah.
I wonder why I'm thinking of that.
Yeah, my mind wanders.
Yeah, my mind wanders.
I also like how they defied cinematic convention by not putting any music in the whole movie.
There wasn't?
Yeah, you didn't notice that? It was just silence all the time.
I mean, I noticed there was silence sometimes, but I guess I just didn't pick up on it. That's pretty cool.
I like the use of silence. It was deafening silence.
This is true.
At first I thought it was just because it was that theater. It was more silent than others.
They just didn't allow music in that theater?
No, I just thought, you know,
they had
the
a special
crowd,
cut for that theater.
The crowd was more silent. I don't know. Shut up.
That doesn't make any sense. Come on.
Shut up.
Right. So, yeah. It was good. Was it better or worse, in your opinion, than Alien vs. Predator Requiem?
It was about, you know, maybe,
okay.
It was about 9 leopards better. I don't know if it was 9 leopards better, but it was at least 8 leopards better.
Okay. Right, what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, speaking of Requiem, I gotta get my book back from Stan.
Have you ever seen Crooklyn?
No.
It's a Spike Lee joint.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't seen anything by him except Inside Man.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess you've been missing out.
I guess so.
You also missed Aliens vs. Predator.
I did miss that, but I didn't miss it as in, like, you know, I miss you. I didn't miss it in that sense.
That's touching.
No, I didn't miss it in that sense.
Whatever.
But I did miss it in the sense that, you know, I missed the bus.
Oh, that sucks. Alright.
But I also didn't miss it in the sense that, you know, like, hello, Miss Smith or something, you know. I didn't miss
it. Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
No.
Alright, it's been great. Have a great weekend. See you next night.